And our gospel today reminds us of that. We're in the middle of the sixth chapter of John. We've heard it for a couple weeks in the past, right? Last week we heard the part of John's gospel, that chapter 6, talked about the multiplication of loaves and fishes. And now the people are continuing to follow Jesus. And Jesus, when he meets them, asks that question, "Why are you following me?" And he says, "It's not because you thought what I did was a miracle. You just want more bread to eat." That's not a good reason. Why are you following me? Why are you here? What do you want? And that's a question that we all are called to answer. What this young woman answered in her call to follow Jesus. But what each of us, even as baptized Catholics, each and every moment of our lives, each and every morning when we wake up, why am I following Jesus? Why am I here? What do I want in my life? What is my deepest desire? And Jesus goes on, and in that conversation he's having with these people, he's going like, "Follow me, and I will give you bread so that you will never be hungry again." And what do the people sit there and say? "Well, show us a sign. Show us a miracle that we might believe in you." Well, if you've been following the story, Jesus has done nothing but miracles up to that point. He's cured the sick. He's cast out demons. He has done wonderful works. He has walked across water. He has calmed storms. He has fed 5,000. And they say to him, "That's not enough yet. Show us something more, something bigger, something greater." And Jesus simply places himself in front of them and says, "Nothing I can do will convince you. The only thing that really will convince you is if you do the work of God." Right? That's what Jesus desires of us. Jesus desires that we follow him, yes, but not following him blindly, not following without any idea about what we're doing, but following him doing the works of God, doing what Jesus did. As he says to his disciples later in the gospel, "You will do what I did and even greater things." But how many of us really believe that? How many of us have faith that we really believe that I am following Jesus and I can not only do what Jesus did, but I can do greater things if I just have faith? If I just do what he does, I will follow in the footsteps of Jesus. I will be more like him. I will give glory to God. I will put off the old self and live in the image and likeness of our God. That is a call that we all receive in baptism. That is what changes everything. Because God doesn't want you to be a good person. Right? Matthew Kelly says that very wonderful. The heck with being a good person. Anybody can be a good person. God wants you to be a saint. He wants me to be a saint. And yet how many times when people sit there and say, "I want you to be a saint," we go like, "No, no, not me. That's too hard. I don't want to take that step because that means everything has to change. And I'm not ready to let go of some of those old selves and put on that new self quite yet. Maybe the day before I die, if you give me enough warning, God. Right? Maybe then." And so the bread of life that we are called to receive this day is Jesus himself. Because when we put on the new self, we put on Christ. When we put on the new self, we become Christ-like. And we do that through hearing his words, receiving him in the sacraments, participating in the life of the church. That is what God desires of us. that yes, we follow him. We follow him to the ends of the earth. But we have to ask that question, why? And the simple answer is to do his works, to be like him, to live my life in Christ, through Christ, and for Christ. And when we do that, then we change the world because we change ourselves. We change ourselves, we produce fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. That is God's promise. That is what we are called to live. So as we continue this celebration, we remind ourselves of that grace given and of how we are called to participate as one body, one spirit in Christ.